This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We're going to be talking about the Chico Cinco de Mayo Festival. It's going to be coming up here in Adrian, Saturday, May 3rd. And to do that, we've got a couple of Teresas to help us out here with this. I'd like to welcome in Teresa Martinez. Teresa Martinez, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us here.
And we also have Teresa Gutierrez. Did I get that right, Teresa?
Yes, that is correct. Thank you.
And it's good to have you here, too.
Thank you so much, Dale.
Thanks so much. Just to kind of refresh people's memories, is that, was it the past couple of years or was it just last year that the Cinco de Mayo was renamed to Chico Cinco de Mayo, Teresa?
It was just a year ago. So this is our second year having it renamed under Chico Cinco de Mayo. This is also our 25th year of having Cinco de Mayo in Adrian.
No kidding.
25 years.
Wow. Time flies, you know, when you're having fun. It doesn't seem possible. It's been 25 years already.
Yes, yeah. It doesn't seem like it at all.
No, it doesn't. And it's going to be held on a Saturday and on May 3rd. And the reason for that is because Cinco de Mayo is on...
Monday.
Yeah. Yes. So the only time to really party is going to be on the weekend, right?
That is true.
Yeah. And to be able to have some fun. So what are the hours for the festival then?
Well, for those who are going to participate in the parade, lineup is at noon on streets of Maumee and Greenlee this year. And step off will be at 1 o'clock, led by our Sheriff Troy.
Oh, actually, Sheriff Troy Bevere.
Yeah. He enjoys this every year.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Now, do they have to, those who are participating, need to do any registration beforehand, or how is that held?
It would be appreciative if we get a heads up notice, but if you still show up that day, we will honor that and take those in as well.
Okay.
And I will be there to get everybody prepared. And my partner, Teresa, will also be there to help with that as well.
Yes, I will, along with my daughter as well, to help out all the way to the end of the parade, making sure everyone's gotten out and getting everybody set up and lined up perfectly. Yeah.
So you'll be lining up and forming at Greenlee and Maumee, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. At that shopping center there.
Yes, but do not park in the shopping center, please.
Okay. All right. So it's just going to be in that area?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Now, things are going to be happening then. What's going to be the location this year?
Fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds again this year.
Okay.
Yes, we partner up with the fairgrounds again this year. So festivities will follow after the parade. And then the music will start playing about 5 o'clock in the evening.
Okay. So between 1 and 5, what will be happening at that point?
We have food vendors. We have retailers out there. We even have a video gaming truck machine, I guess. I have not seen it yet, where the children can go in this truck and play video games. And I think he allows about 7 kids in there so they can rotate. And they can take turns and have some time in there. So that's something new entertainment for the kids this year.
Wow. That's going to be awesome.
I think I'm going to try it first.
Yeah. To make sure, you know, it's okay, right,
yep.
Teresa? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do a test run on it.
Yeah, test run. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah.
And then we have some dance groups also that will perform also here.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. And then everything will be starting off with the bands and at 5 o'clock, right, Teresa G?
Yes. Yep. We have La Nueva Onda and La Corporación, as well as Ramon Lucio coming out all the way from Texas.
Wow.
To join us there at the fairgrounds. And it is going to be at the Agricultural Building.
Okay. Now, are these new bands for this year, or are they returning?
Some are returning, like La Nueva Onda is returning, but also a local band here in Lenawee County. And then we have La Corporación, and they have also played with us in years past as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. And a nice variety of music, I take it then, with these groups?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yep. And we'll have DJ in between, as well as announcing all of the different things that are going on during the event as well.
Okay. Now, should ask, how much is it going to cost to come?
Only $10. I mean, where can you get 3 bands for $10? And those $10, those proceeds actually will fund the Chico Martinez Scholarship Fund for us senior of a 2026.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, that's just for the getting into the ag building, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, for between like 1 and 5, does it cost to get in at all?
No, that is a free community event.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. And did we mention about you're having, is there, you said food vendors out there, right? Food trucks or not?
Yes. We have a couple repeating food vendors. I cannot pronounce some of these names, but they do come out of Adrian, Toledo, and I think Jackson is one of them as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, just so to know that there's going to be some food out there, so if people mm-hmm. get the munchies.
Oh, definitely. And a variety of food, actually. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Actually, Pal Southwest Barbecue will be there, too, this year.
Oh, well, we can't forget about Pal.
Forget about Pal. So, no. I mean, you can get your barbecue, you can get your Mexican, just like Teresa said, a variety of options of foods for mm-hmm. you.
Yeah. Definitely. And, you know, as you mentioned, that the $10 to get into the ag building is going to go to directly for the memorial scholarship then, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So last year, we did very well last year. We were able to honor 2 students this year we will be honoring. One is a $2,000 scholarship going to an Adrian school student mm-hmm. and a $1,500 one for a Lenawee County student. So we'll be going through those information, and actually the information will be going to Denver, Colorado. So it's going to be a blind draw. We don't see anything. It goes directly there.
Nice.
And then her name is also Teresa. So Teresa Wagner will be going through the essays and all of that, and she will be picking out the 2 candidates.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. But what a great way, you know, to be able to give back to the community.
Yeah. I mean, Chico Martinez was always about giving back to the community, and we want to continue that for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What a great way to remember Chico, that's for sure.
Yes. Yes. I mean, he loved his students and they loved him. So what a great way, you know, to give back to the students.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything else about the festival on Saturday, May 3rd, that we have not covered?
Just bring your dancing shoes. I mean, we're going to have some 3 amazing bands. So, I mean, get those shoes ready. Get the energy going. We're ready to party.
All right.
Yes. And just a thank you to all of our sponsors, as well as the community and local businesses here in Lenawee County. If you would like to... Hey, reach out to us. We're still open for that. But we just want to thank you all so much for helping us with this event as well.
Now, I mean, if they're listening to this and they say, well, yeah, I would like to help. You know, is there a way for them to make contact?
They can reach any of us board members. We do have our own Facebook page. It's the Chico Cinco de Mayo. So they can even reach us through that.
Okay.
They can contact myself at 517-918-1489. Or Teresa G at
517-920-3453.
Okay. All right. So Teresa Martinez at 918-1489.
Correct.
Okay. And Teresa Gutierrez at 517-920-3453.
That's correct.
Okay. Excellent. Very good. And, of course, you can go to the Facebook page, too.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. Well, it looks like you've got a great lineup, and it's going to be another great, great festival once again for Chico Cinco de Mayo. Again, Saturday, May 3rd, 1 to midnight, but the parade starts at 1 o'clock.
Yes, step off is at 1 o'clock. It's going to be the standard parade route. We're going to go down Maumee and end up at the fairgrounds.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. So just kind of keep that in mind so that you can line up, you know, through the Maumee all the way down to the fairgrounds then.
Correct.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, I want to thank you because of the fact, and you and everybody else that's helped out and worked on this, for the great work that you have done to put this on once again. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for appreciating that.
Yeah.
We truly take great pride and honor in continuing this for him.
Well, it's good. And so I want to thank the both of you for being on the program here this evening. Teresa Martinez and Teresa Gutierrez, thank you so much. And again, it's going to be Saturday, May 3rd, 1 to midnight at the Lenawee County Fair and Event Grounds, and the music getting underway at 5, correct? At the Ag Building. Okay. Correct. Very good. And $10 to get into the Ag Building.
Correct.
Yes.
Good.
$10
good.
For the three bands. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like you said, it's like, where are you going to get, be able to see three bands for $10?
A steal of a deal.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, thanks so much for being on the program and much success again this year.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dale.
This has been a Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.